Now, history is going to be made next week in the Irish music charts. Why? Because for the first time ever, streamed music will be included in the mix when it comes to compiling the weekly singles and album charts. Willie Kavanagh from IRMA, the Irish Recorded Music Association, the organisation responsible for compiling the weekly charts, joins me now. Willie, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Listen, for those of us who don't know, what do you mean by streamed music? What does that mean?
Well, there are a number of services that legal services that people can get, and they when they stream their music from that service, it means that if you're on Spotify and you want to hear the Jose A track, one of which is part of your competition.
Oh, you know, you're giving away 1/5 of the answer.
there's that. If you want to hear that track, you just key in Jose A and down comes the track, and you don't have to pay a penny for it because you've paid a subscription. The subscription, so you can have endless amounts of music for the subscription fee.
Okay, so you can download, you can listen, you can stream. You can't physically own or anything, but that's not what people want. Okay.
Well, you know, kids don't want to physically hold music anymore. I mean, this is, when you're talking about streaming, streaming is a hugely important part of culture right now. And kids don't want to physically own a CD. They just want to be able to access music and consume music, because kids have not stopped consuming music.
Yeah.
Music is more important probably now than ever, and kids just access it differently. Therefore, in order to measure consumption, that's what the chart is for. We're trying to measure the consumption of music.
Okay, isn't it true to say that, like, when we used to hang on every word of the charts in the Top of the Pops era and all that, that a lot of the sort of way it was compiled, in America in particular, was actually the amount of times it got played on the radio?
Well, that was only in America.
Yeah, which
outside
is very
America,
odd.
That was never a measure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a measure at all, really, is it? It doesn't mean a thing.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
okay.
Not.
So, in other words, it's
in Europe,
what
in Europe, it was always measured on sales.
Yeah, exactly. It's, in other words, it's what people want. And you can find that out from people buying a record or whatever it is over a counter, and you can find out from streaming as well. Now,
if you download on iTunes.
There's plenty of places. But are you including all streaming services? You mentioned the word legal there.
All legal services are included, yeah.
And what are they? What are the streaming services that you'll be including?
All will be included. At the moment, we have four included: Spotify, Deezer, Xbox, and one other. Sorry, I can't remember.
It's Napster, I think, isn't it? Yeah,
Napster,
yeah.
Correct.
Right, okay.
There are three other services that are in discussion, and they will be included. Big ones are included.
Okay, the charts across the water, let's just say not as far as over in America, but over in Britain, is streaming included in their charts?
As in from the 6th of this month, it's going to be included.
All right, so it's all July 2014 then. So how's it going to work?
Absolutely.
I mean, is one stream equivalent to a physical sale of a single across a counter or what? No.
100 streams is equivalent to the sale of one unit.
Wow, so therefore, like, as a kind of a measure of what's going on, it's something, but it doesn't exactly sort of seem to mean that a lot of money is changing hands, which means that a lot of the artists aren't necessarily going to benefit as much as you might think.
I tell you what's really interesting, because that's a very commonly held belief, but right now there are 30 million people who subscribe to streaming worldwide.
Right.
And if you take into account that when they turn that, and it's in its infancy, when 30 becomes 70 million, it will mean that the earnings and for record companies will revert back to the earnings that artists and record companies had in the 90s.
Right, okay, yeah.
So this whole myth that artists don't get very much, no, they don't get very much for a stream, but they don't get very much when you play a single you buy once. You know, they've got what they're going to get out of that, but once you've bought the single. But if more and more people keep streaming for years, streaming, the money coming.
Okay, well then I talked about over the counter and I talked about streaming. And by the way, the phone line's not great. We're losing a word or two here and there, but let me just keep going for a second. What about the one in the middle that you mentioned that I was going to get to? There's obviously a difference between streamed music and downloads. Are downloads currently included in the Irish charts in the compilation?
Yes, they are. Downloads are included in the Irish chart in the same way that a cross-counter sale would be included.
And are there any Irish streaming services?
No. In order for a streaming service to work, it has to be global.
Right, okay. Now, you are creating a movers chart. What's a movers chart?
Well, it's movers and breakers. And what is interesting about this is because very often records are happening outside of the top 10 within niche groups. And it wouldn't necessarily have the same focus as
records
in the top 10.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the music that you would have played all those years ago, Dave, in your evening program, wouldn't necessarily have been those top 10 type records. So, so what we're doing is we're taking records, music that is maybe moving from number 46 to number 27,
yeah.
And that doesn't sound very exciting for people who are only interested in the top 10, but it's quite exciting for the artist, and it's quite exciting for their record company that enough people have taken focus of that track and want to hear more. So it's the stuff outside of the top 10, which is hugely influenced by international events and by MTV and huge.
Okay, video. Well, look, this is all about giving a bit of sort of a credibility almost back to the charts. I mean,
correct.
Like, for instance, in the mid-90s, you could see the signs, like something like Top of the Pops really should probably just go off and kind of go to Dignitas or something. And about 10 or 11 years later, it was still struggling on. And finally, it was kind of battered with a bloody shovel and dead by sort of 2006, 2007, which was right.
It was killed absolutely by dance music, because in every dance track that was in the top 10, they all, there was nothing entertaining from a TV point of view about a dance track.
Right, okay, yeah, there's all sorts of arguments you could say about all that, but I know what you mean, also the personality of bands behind. But anyway, look, there was a time when, the whole charts thing was just vital to everybody, and like Top of the Pops on a Thursday night, whatever, in school, that's what you talked about on Friday, and all those kind of things. You're trying to get the charts back to being interested, or to being an interesting thing to a generation. Do you think anybody gives a damn anymore about the charts?
Well, I would have been of the same opinion, but I have two kids staying with us at the moment, Vicky and Alessandro Brini, and they're Italian, and they're 11 and they're 13, and they care so much about bands, like 5 Seconds of Summer, and they really care what number in the chart that is. That has to get to number one for them.
Right. I mean, like Mark is doing a program. Mark McCabe is doing a program on Friday night now. There's a chart show back on 2FM. It's fantastic. Like, and in at number 22. Wow, what is it? Important.
You're no longer the target market for the chart, nor am I.
5 Seconds of Summer. I've got the album. Okay.
But Vicky and Alessandro
are
the target market.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. All right, well, look, I mean, like, you're pumping life back into the charts. That can't be a bad thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing, and I think, to be honest, that all we're doing is measuring true consumption of music. And once people consume music, we want to reflect how important that music is to the marketplace.
All right.
And once the music is reflected in the chart, then the chart becomes relevant again.
All right, relevance of the charts. Willie Kavanagh. Willie, thanks a million for talking to us from the Irish Recorded Music Association. Thanks, Willie. Good luck. Take it
Very
easy.
Good to-